Well, good morning. Bless the Lord. Oh, so good to hear your voices today. And when I go, this I don't have an, you know, my count here is a little form that someone made for me, and I love to check off every state. And sometimes when I go to the noontime prayer and I get the official computer count, I find that Australia is always there, but I haven't heard them identify. And today I heard you identify. I was going to be in March on my 11th trip to Australia, but, you know, November I was going to be there. But you can't travel freely there now, so now I put off till May. But I will be there in May, believing God for that. So it's a wonderful place. Just thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today. Of course, now we have our instruction from the Lord, 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, well, before we do that, I want to do Psalm 91. We're getting ready to have our autumn assembly. It starts 1 week from today with a prayer meeting on Wednesday night that I will lead. And then the meetings kind of officially start Thursday morning, but Wednesday night we meet for prayer for the meeting. And we're going to be taking our medicine every day. We're going to have Psalm 91 cards in the seat. I think at the very first of the meeting we're going to do all of my prayer scriptures, which are posted online. But today, here in Psalm 91, I'm going to say it. You can have your Bible there, and we're going to take it together. All of you are taking your medicine now. Whoever sits in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of Shaddai. I say of Jehovah, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, Elyon, in whom I trust. For he delivers me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He covers me with his pinions, and under his wings I take refuge. His truth is my shield and buckler. I'm not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. For thou, O Jehovah, art my refuge. I have made the Most High Elyon my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my tent. For he gives his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent I trample underfoot. Therefore my heavenly Father says to me, because you have set your love upon me, therefore will I deliver you. I will set you on high, because you have known my name. Now here's the verse. Here's the verse. Moses wrote this psalm, and I can just imagine him at prayer. And God said to him, and God said to me, Billy Brim, and God said to you, verse 15, you shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Oh, the privilege of prayer, the privilege of corporate prayer. God can do things in corporate prayer that he cannot do any other way. And so he has raised you up, and you're ready to pray. And he has said to us, 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And so today, we're going to lift up our, we're going to spend time on our elections, and they are very, very important to Israel. I wanted to read you the results of some polls in Israel and here in the United States. But both of these items were posted on the Jerusalem Post news site today. 70% of Jewish Americans support Joe Biden in a new poll. White Christians still favor Trump over Biden this poll was taken of people. Now, of course, we know how polls are. We don't have our faith in polls, that's for sure. But this does tell how it is. 70% of Jewish Americans support Joe Biden. Now, this is another poll in Israel. The majority of Israelis prefer Donald Trump over Joe Biden. A new poll published by 124 News and conducted by the Direct Falls Research Institute on Monday found that 63.3% of Israelis prefer the re-election of incumbent U.S. President Donald Trump, compared to 18.8% who prefer former president, vice president, and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. So, Israelis were also asked about the connection of personal ties between Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and 50.9% of the respondents said that the election of Biden will harm future relations between the two countries, since Trump has a special relationship with the state of Israel. Now, this is a prayer call for Israel. So, on a prayer call for Israel, we are well within our borders to pray for the re-election of President Donald John Trump. And, of course, with me, a number one priority and a number one issue is America blessing Israel for the blessings of Genesis 12:3. But you notice the polls. Now, they're different polls. The poll in the United States said that most of the American Jews, I really can't figure this out, but there is a disparity between Israelis and American Jews on many, many things. I had a guide once who said, don't elect any more Jews to office. Elect evangelical Christians. And evangelical Christians in this same religious poll that I read you are by and far the largest group that vote for President Trump. Now, we're going to pray about the election in a minute. But we have Amy Coney Barrett, who will be our next justice. Someone said yesterday that they called her or something around 5 o'clock in the morning, and she was up praying. I want to read you a little bit about the group she's a member of. People of Praise is a charismatic Christian community, and it was founded in 1971. 1971, what does that tell us? That tells us about the great charismatic move, the great move that happened. I came in on this move. And among the Catholics, so many amazing things were happening. South Bend, Indiana. It was founded in South Bend, Indiana at Notre Dame. Kevin Ranahan, a theology scholar and teacher, was a major figure in the charismatic Catholicism, speaking internationally and hosting prayer events at Notre Dame that drew hundreds and sometimes thousands of people in the movement's early years. I was taken by Dr. Lester Sumrall. I did some books for Lester Sumrall in the early 80s. I did it. I would just fly up there and do them, you know, freelance. And he took me over to the gymnasium at Notre Dame. And the day we went there, there was nothing going on. He just wanted to show me. And he said, I have seen this thing packed out with Catholics praying in the Holy Spirit. And he said it was most one of the most powerful things I ever saw. So Kevin Ranahan was a leader in that, and he was a founder of the People of Praise, a community that she's a member of. This is from their statement of faith. I took it right off this morning, right off their statement of faith on their webpage. Like hundreds of millions of other Christians in the Pentecostal movement, People of Praise members have experienced the blessing of baptism in the Holy Spirit and the charismatic gifts as described in the New Testament. This is a source of great joy for us and an important aspect of what God is doing in our world today. So that means that when Amy Coney Barrett was up yesterday morning at 5 o'clock praying, she may well have been praying in the Holy Spirit. And we know that means praying in other tongues. Just think about what it would be to have an American justice member of the Supreme Court praying over the decisions in the Holy Spirit and relying upon that Spirit of God to lead her. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So this morning, first thing we're going to pray for is her. She will be, the votes are there, she will be confirmed. Oh, halabrate. And so she's one of those ones now that we pray for. She's one of those leaders that we pray for. And right now, as we lift up the leaders together, we'll start with the head of state, our President Donald John Trump, his family. We want to praise you, Lord. It says with thanksgiving, we want to thank you and praise you for a president who blesses Israel and who is recognized in Israel as a great friend. Oh, Holy One, just to think of it. To have a president who leads us in the keeping of Genesis 12:3. Oh, how we do praise you. Oh, how we do give you glory, Ilimandoshke. And that he has appointed this fine lady. Oh, Father, we lift her up. We lift her up. So brilliantly answering. We saw you quicken her mind. We saw that she had no notes. That means that you are thinking through her mind. How we do praise you and thank you for her husband and her seven children, Lord. They're going to have to know blessings. They're going to have to know protection. They're going to have to know the ministry of angels. Oh, Father. And now, we lift up all nine members, counting her a member already, of the Supreme Court. And we lift up the Supreme Court itself to be kept an entity and a member, a nine-person member like our Mahalamanja, and that it will be like the originalist designed it to be. You were thinking through their minds. Oh, Holy Father, how we do praise you and thank you that you thought through the minds of our founding fathers and that we have a constitution that has stood the test of the Mon de la Makaya of the years. And we pray now for the constitution and the Supreme Court that it would be it would be protected from anyone trying to change it. I think they're calling it packet now. Father, in the name above every name. Oh, hola makaya nikola braktando do gobanda. For these things to continue, precious Lord, for these things to continue, we need the platform of what is called the Republican Party. We know you are not Ishtonomo complicated by any means a Republican. But you are God. You are God and the principles. Ili Maharia, Father, we know there are things and there are people that are Ili Mahalabaran Toshin and Macabra Kalakanjanda, not at all moving with you to the far Eastern Mokombra, the edges and extremes. But Holy Father, we pray for the president to be elected who has said they will bless Israel, for the president they proved it. They proved it. He's proved it. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for the president to be elected, who Shondolobambra Kalamaraska is against the murder of babies in their mother's womb. Even animals don't stoop to that. It is written right there, Father. It is written in Psalm 91. You shall call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. Our dear country is in trouble. Oh, from a kahala maranin, yo no cobre kalakaladin, yo no cobra tajanda. Even one of the founders of the social media has come out today saying how dangerous it is. Oh, frate de makahala baratin, yo no cofre de pacaya de cojontin yata. It says you will deliver us. No one can deliver us but you. Ifrato shondola bakandia, no one can protect us but you. Oh, hala makara, and you who have said that if we will lift up those in the name above every name, that we could expect a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We are your remembrancers, Lord, that you have promised us east of the Moncombre if we will be faithful to pray. And Lord, we know there are so many, who blaspheme you, who are against you. But Father, there are so many who are for you. You said if you found 10 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, you would spare the place. Oh Lord, we have got some righteous people because you've made them righteous by your precious blood. The righteousness which is by faith in Jesus Christ. And we, oh, Father, look here. Look at here, Father. We're coming up before you. We know by what our Shondala Branda, we know by what the Bible says. And I know by what my friend Dean Braxton, when he came back, said. He saw prayers going right into you, Father, and you answering them and sending them right out to the Savior, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and him performing the strategy and leading the strategy of the angels and the earthly workers and all the armies, heavenly and earthly. And so, Father, we know we have the petitions we ask of you. Ishti anora. Ishti babra kala kohola mara me kalyandoria makala kala tito. Ishti bakara bakara gandanya ne kohobra kala kadanya ne kohobrati de kohobangala moche de kataska. Ashti on tobre me kala kalabra. Frino. And we'll come back to praying again. Now we want to kind of aim it over toward the enemy. Of course it was Satan. Probably working down through evil leaders in China. But the thing that was designed to... I always had a knowing that before the election, our economy, which was so growing, I had the knowing that something was going to attack our economy, which was the strong point for President Donald John Trump. And I believe that the evil one, of course we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but I believe that the evil one used the coronavirus to do that. And so we want to thank God today regarding Israel and the coronavirus, which so hit their economy. I'm very well acquainted with their economy there, especially the tourist part of it. It was just stopped completely. Thousands of people out of work, hotels and tour guides and drivers and all the great numbers of things that tourist industry supports. But today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted an upbeat message on his Facebook about the decline in coronavirus infection rate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you that the decline in the infection rate. While at the same time noting that the lockdown, they're in lockdown right now, will continue until Sunday. There is lockdown regulations were correct and important, and there's a reason for optimism. The morbidity data is in a significant decline. Hallelujah. He discussed meetings with medical and other professionals about gradually opening Israel back up following the second lockdown, which began on Rosh Hashanah Eve on September 18. And it's still going on. We're waiting for further data, but he said we're getting closer to there. So we thank God for that, and we need to thank God for his healing of our president. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you and give you glory that sine macabre, the morbidity rate is going down, and we want to thank you for how quickly you raised up our president. Oh, Father, it was you. Ili brasonda, no doubt about it. You, the people, prayed, and you healed him. Another leader, and I am a strong believer, that when it says pray for those in authority, that it, of course, means political, but it does kings and all that are in authority. Of course, that would be political. But also in the body of Christ, there are leaders, and there are those who are in authority. And one of our leaders, Pastor John Hagee, we've been praying for him. I am in daily connection with Diana Hagee, who gives us a daily report. And Pastor, there are three of us who do when we have our summits and we go to Washington, D.C., there are three of us who lead, before the summit starts, we lead a prayer meeting. And, of course, that's under the auspices. It's Christians United for Israel, and then it's Daughters for Zion. I'm sure some of those Daughters for Zion leaders and prayers are on this line right now. So that's a prayer group. Pastor John Hagee's mother and father, of course, were pastors. And he said, I got tickled at him. He said, those that would come out when my mother was preaching, the church would be packed. When my father was preaching, not so much so. In other words, he laughs and says his mother could far out preach his father. But he has such faith in prayers. And that's why they work for him, too. And he told Diana, she told us, she always contacts Pastor Lynn Hammond, who is the head of Daughters for Zion, and Cheryl Morrison. Cheryl and her husband, George, have been longtime friends and starter-uppers of really anything for Israel that the Hagees have done. They're so close. Cheryl Morrison, wonderful woman of prayer. And so the three of us, when Brother Hagee was getting ready to go to the hospital, he told his wife to call us on a conference call. So she did. And he'll say, daily, he'll tell her, he's still in the hospital, you know, and she's at home. It was so touching the night we were talking and he was going to the hospital. She said, for 44 years, I've been at that man's side every day. And his having to go to the hospital and her not being able to touch him and see him, and that was heartbreaking for her. Isn't that precious? To know that there's such love in our leaders, husband and wives, showing the love of Jesus. That's supposed to be the point of every marriage, to show the love of Christ for his church. This is Ephesians. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you for the Hagees. Now, here's what Pastor Hagee needs now. He has made remarkable progress as we've been praying. But right now he can come home if his oxygen level improves so that he doesn't have to be on oxygen. So right now, this is what we're going up to the Father for Brother John Hagee. Oh, it's so easy, Father. The same Hebrew word, you made it so easy for us to see. that wonderful word ruach, which means spirit. And the Holy Spirit is ruach HaKodesh, the spirit, the holy. But ruach means in the Hebrew breath, and it means wind, and it means spirit. So it's so easy to pray that the ruach of God will go into the lungs of Pastor John Hagee and will increase, his oxygen levels will increase, and he can maintain them so that they will release him and let him go home. Oh, Father, we want to widen this prayer to all those breathing lungs that you gave us. How marvelous to have healthy lungs. How marvelous to have the ruach, the breath that's easy and fills us with oxygen. You're the creation, Father. Oh, my goodness, the creation. The creation that you gave us so that we can be alive on this planet. Oh, Holy One. Oh, Holy One. Oh, Holy One. Let it be, Lord. Like I remember Gene Mullinex, when he went to the A.A. Allen meeting and he couldn't even, his lungs were so bad, they told him, you can't pick up your newborn baby. He couldn't even lift his lunch bucket that he took to work. But when he went to that meeting, and he went to that A.A. Allen meeting because he had seen signs, he and his, the man that were driving with him, and they were so religious, and they had seen these A.A. Allen pictures, big billboards. There was a huge tent, and it was big signs that said, the blind see, the lame walk, the maimed made whole. And they went down there to expose him. And they stood in the line. Gene Mullinex stood in the line. Lord, you remember, we're the Lord's remembrancers, and this is what I'm asking you for. They stood in the line, and he looked down the line. He thought the people were faking it. But he saw a little child just ahead of him in the healing line. And that little crippled child, they put it down, it could walk. And he knew that that child couldn't fake that. So A.A. Allen came to Gene Mullinex. He said, what do you need? And he had intended to expose the man. He said, I need new lungs. I need my lungs healed. And his testimony, which I heard from his own lips, was that it was as if a bicycle pump was put to his mouth and someone pumped it, and his lungs expanded, healed, whole. And they expanded with the breath of God, the oxygen of God. I'm asking you to give Pastor John Hagee that same thing you gave Gene Mullinex. I'm asking you to give him that intake of air, and that he can, with healed lungs, that he can, breathe. And I'm asking that for COVID-19 patients all over this country and all over this world, not only in San Antonio, but all over, that it will be like a mass healing of the lungs of the peoples. Oh, Holy One. And then they're saying such things that, you know, there will be a residue of problems. We are praying for Pastor John Hagee that there are no lasting traces and problems from having had COVID-19. Oh, Father, how good you are. How wondrous you are. How marvelous that Isaiah chapter 53 tells us that himself took our sicknesses and bore our pains. And in Matthew and in Peter, it says, by his stripes we were healed. It is written. We just want to thank you. I want to thank you and praise you, Holy One, for all those on this line. And I'm trusting you for their healing. Folks, do pray. Ili Bratonia, we're praying right now. I covet your prayers for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Oh, Father, in the name, help me. Help me, Lord, to hear you. Dig out my ears in the name above all names. Dig out my ears and every Ole Brahasanda one that you call upon to speak or call upon to pray. And all of the people will be coming to work together in prayer, Lord. Use them. Use them, Lord. Use them. Use their voices. As my granddaughter's, Hannah's television program, raise your voice. Anoint their voices, Lord. Anoint their voices in prayer as they mingle them. Mix them and mingle them in a voice going up to you. Father, I want to thank you and praise you. I want to give you glory and honor and adoration. But you have done exactly what you said. Just as a nation would raise up an air force, you have raised up a prayer force. And we see this evidenced everywhere. We see it evidenced in the people who went to Washington, D.C. and prayed. We see it evidenced in the Sunday prayers that that Laura Trump and the family have called. Until the elections now, the first family has called for a prayer meeting, and we've been joining it the past 2 weeks. And it'll be next Sunday again. We have a prayer call that uses these same numbers you got on today. And at 3 o'clock, I'm leading a prayer by the phone here. And then also people are meeting out at Prayer Mountain. Brenda's out there with them. But all of us, and we've arranged it out there, that it would be on the screens. These prayer meetings will be shown on the screens. You can get them on Donald Trump Facebook. And I think it's just like it's Shades of Abraham Lincoln, that they're calling prayer. What has God done? He has called us. He has called his people to prayer. I've never seen anything like it. And it is exactly as my friend Gary Wood, who went to heaven in 1966, I think it was, died, came back. He didn't want to come back. And the Lord told him, there will be 3 signs before I come that I'm coming soon. And one of those 3 signs was, there will be a spirit of prayer poured out. That's why you're on this phone call, because he poured it out on you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Every person on this line, you know how many hairs are in their head. You know more about them than even a sparrow falls, you know. So how much do you know about us? And I lift up everyone on this line for the manifestation of God in their lives today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. It was wonderful being up around the throne with you today. Shalom, shalom. Some of you, I'm sure I'll see at noon.